BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The UN mediator Lakhdar Brahimi has apologised to the people of Syria after the second round of peace talks in Geneva ended without progress. Mr. Brahimi said the sticking point was the Syrian government's refusal to discuss a transitional governing body. He said a limited agreement on evacuating civilians from the war-torn city of Homs had raised false expectations of further progress. Lise Doucette is there.
It's a cold, rainy and miserable night here in the Syrian city of Homs, and the news coming from faraway Geneva will do nothing to lift spirits. The second round of peace talks has ended with the UN envoy Lakhdar Brahimi admitting no progress was made. Not even a date has been set for a third round of negotiations involving the government and the opposition. But what people here want most of all is tangible signs that both this war and a deepening humanitarian crisis are going to end soon.
Supporters and opponents of the Venezuelan president Nicolas Maduro are taking to the streets of Caracas in rival marches. The demonstrations come at a time of growing political tension in Venezuela. Three people were killed during anti-government protests on Wednesday. Irene Caselli reports from Caracas.
President Nicolas Maduro kissed his wife for several seconds during a public rally to celebrate what he has called the Day for Peace and Against Fascism. Thousands of people accompanied him in downtown Caracas during a march that was broadcast on live television. The president has accused Venezuela's right wing of attempting to stage a coup with the support of Colombia's former president Álvaro Uribe. On the other side of Caracas, protests against the government continued.
French and African peacekeepers have seized weapons from militia in Bangui, the capital of the Central African Republic. Troops conducted house-to-house searches in a neighborhood believed to be a base for Christians to carry out attacks on Muslims. Richard Hamilton reports.
More than 250 military personnel were deployed to disarm the Christian militia. The peacekeepers hoped to secure the district of Bouirab, the centre of operations for the anti-Balaka, formed in response to killings by Muslim rebels. The operation wasn't entirely successful. Some of the militia refused to disarm, and one of its top leaders escaped capture. The French Defence Minister, Jean-Yves Le Drian, admitted that Paris had underestimated the level of violence and hatred in the Central African Republic.
The German Chancellor Angela Merkel says she will consult France about the creation of a European communications network to avoid emails and other data automatically passing through the United States. Mrs. Merkel said she would raise the issue with President François Hollande during her visit to Paris next week. World News from the BBC. Police in Montenegro have fired tear gas and stun grenades to break up a crowd of hundreds of protesters who were demanding the resignation of the government. Some demonstrators threw stones as they complained about high unemployment and the state of the economy in the former Yugoslav Republic. A North Korean cargo ship, seized in Panama last July with undeclared weapons on board, has left for Cuba after Pyongyang agreed to pay a fine of nearly $700,000. Most of the North Korean crew have left with the ship, but the captain and two others remain in Panama to face arms smuggling charges. In one of the highlights so far of the Sochi Winter Olympics, the United States have beaten Russia in an exciting men's ice hockey match. The group stage game ended 2-2 before being decided on penalties. Alex Kapstick is in Sochi.
Intense and feisty, the two heavyweights of Group A went toe-to-toe in a fast and exciting game. It was watched by a raucous crowd, the volume amplified each time a Russian player approached his opponent's goal. The thrilling spectacle justified the pre-match hype. Russia's narrow defeat followed a prolonged penalty shootout. It was finally settled when TJ Oshie scored for the Americans as President Vladimir Putin looked on.
Elsewhere, the French athlete Renaud Lavillenie has broken the 21-year-old world record for the indoor pole vault. He cleared the bar comfortably at 6.16 metres in a competition in the Ukrainian city of Donetsk. That's a centimetre higher than the previous record set in the same venue in 1993 by the Ukrainian Sergei Bubka. The Chinese film Black Coal Thin Ice has won the Golden Bear for Best Picture at the Berlin International Film Festival. The work by the Chinese director Diao Yinan also won the Best Actor Award. Liao Fan got the prize for his role as a former policeman turned detective investigating a mysterious series of killings. BBC News.